Psychology in Seattle.
So, Bob, some people have been emailing us to have you demonstrate what dialectical behavioral therapy is, dialectical behavior therapy, or DBT. You are an expert on it. You have been doing it for a long time, and it's a popular mode of therapy that's generally useful, I think, to everybody, as I think you would attest to as well.
Yeah, I would.
It's often associated with people who suffer from borderline personality because it is particularly helpful for that in a number of different ways. And you've talked about it before on the podcast, but some people are like, well, what exactly does it look like? So today I thought we would have you demonstrate actually what skills training and DBT actually looks like. And we'll have you run through the exercise and the what you do professionally.
Sure.
And the two of us will kind of be like clients.
Yeah.
What do you say about that?
Sounds good. Absolutely.
This is the Psychology in Seattle podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kirk Honda. I'm a therapist and a professor. Who are you, Bob Gettle?
I am your friend from graduate school from 100 years ago and since. And a DBT skills trainer here in Seattle and also a individual and couple therapist.
Yeah. So in the past, I would say if you're looking for a therapist in the Seattle area, you can contact Bob. You can go to his website, bobgettle.com, G-O-E-T-T-L-E. But he's pretty full right now. So you could try.
Yeah, I invite people to call. If you call me, I will call you back.
He's a popular dude, as some of you who live outside of Seattle will email me and say, I wish Bob lived in my area.
Thank you. It's nice to hear.
So this episode is just going to be for patrons of the podcast. I apologize for that. Part of the reason is because it's a clinical thing, and I feel like it's in the direction of a clinical training that one might be used to paying for. But also because this might involve the two of us talking a little bit more personally. I'm not quite sure.
You might.
And I don't know. I just tend not to want like the entire 7.5 billion people population of the planet having access to like those sorts of things. So
sure.
I want to limit it to, you know, the number of patrons that we have. So if you want to hear this full episode, you have to become a patron of the podcast by going to patreon.com. When you go there and become a patron of our podcast, you get access to this episode along with hundreds of other patron-exclusive episodes. You also know that part of your pledge goes towards various charities that we support. Pet Finder, which helps to save pets from being euthanized and connects them with loving families. The Trevor Project and other LGBTQ youth charity organizations. Also a homeless organization here in Seattle. And more recently, we've been giving money to scholarships. And we gave away $2,000, and we're about to give away $2,500 to somebody.
Wow.
Just a few months later. And we're about to reach our next goal on Patreon, in which we'll give a $2,000 scholarship check to someone and also a $1,000 check to Pet Finder to save animals. So just know that a pretty good portion of your monthly pledge goes towards these charities that we think are worthy organizations. So go to Patreon and become a patron. Do so now. Do it, do it, do it.
And it's important to do it actually. Oh, sorry. Did
go
you
ahead.
Just do the thing?
No, go ahead.
It's important to do it before, what, June 1st?
Oh, right. That's funny. Well, this episode will probably come out after June 1st.
Oh, well.
So if this is after June 1st, then you're kind of screwed.